morning, everyone. Welcome to another morning devotion with Brother Mark, where we are walking with you on your walk with Christ. Today is August the 5th, 2020. Well, yesterday I missed the devotion. I was unable to post a devotion. I was on the road with my wife. We put in 1,200 miles in 2 days. We made that 800-mile trip, that 8-hour trip to Washington, D.C. to visit our daughter. We had to take her some things. And so we ran up Monday morning and run back yesterday, Tuesday. And anyway, I was unable to do a devotion. And that's why, you know, on Monday, my devotion was in the dark because I was waiting in Lexington to pick up those items so I could bring them back Sunday night so we could get up Monday morning and take off. Anyway, I was unable to do a devotion. So during that time, I've been thinking about our walk together on the road. You have plenty of time to think. And so I was thinking about how important it is for you as a follower of Christ to bring others along on your journey with you. You know, we've been on this journey of daily devotions for almost 2 years now. At the end of 2020, it'll be 2 years. You should be able to see some spiritual growth in your life. We've talked about a lot of different things. We've gone through different, who thought we'd be walking through this pandemic together when we began these devotions. So you should be able to see spiritual growth in yourself, and others should be able to see your spiritual growth. And you should be at the point in your journey where you can invite others along with you. As I've mentioned many times, Paul encouraged Timothy to share what he had learned from Paul, and to take what he had learned from Paul and to share it with others, so then they would be able to teach others. Just 2 Timothy 2:2, this is how Paul encouraged Timothy. "And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also." And so, you know, that's what we ought to do. We ought to take what we learned and share it with others so that, you know, they can then share it with others. That's how the process of discipleship goes. You follow Christ and you bring others on your journey with you, and then they bring others on their journey with them. And here we are 2,000 years later, and we still are following Christ. And we know this process is going to continue on until Christ returns. So just a couple of words about how we can walk, or how you can walk together with someone else. And, you know, maybe you can just begin by praying for them every day. Then you can tell them, you know, "I've been praying for you every day. Is there something specific I can pray with you about?" Maybe that will open the door. Or maybe you can ask them to watch these videos. Then you can discuss them. Or maybe you can ask them to read the Bible with you. There are many ways that we can reach out to others with whom we already have a relationship. Remember, the power to change someone's life is in the Word of God, because it is the Word of God which is inspired. It is the Word of God which is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It is the gospel, which is the power of God into salvation. Many through the years have worried about their own abilities to talk to people. As I have been thinking about this, maybe we are too worried about our own power. Maybe we should just depend on the power of the Word of God. Be willing to talk to someone about the Word, and then let the Holy Spirit do the work. Folks, I am so blessed by those who watch this devotion every day. It's truly a blessing to me. It keeps me on my toes. It strengthens my spirit. Today I want to encourage you, as we make this walk together, to invite others along on your walk with you. Inviting someone on your walk is not high pressure evangelism. It is showing a love for someone and sharing something with them which is valuable to you. Share with them how your devotional life is impacting your life. Take them on a walk together, on your walk with Christ. Show them where Christ is leading you. share with them a passage that the Lord has used in your life. And you know what? Writing this devotion has given me some new ideas about how to invite others on my walk with me and on my walk with Christ. You know, one of the ways is these reading through the New Testament and sharing the thoughts that you gain from that every day. I'm doing that with a few different groups, and we can do more of that. There's just so many ways. You show a love and concern for someone, and you share with them the Word of God. It will make an impact in their life, and maybe they will jump on the journey with you as you walk with Christ. So I'm thankful that we are walking together, and I pray that you will get others to join us on our walk together. Let's pray. Today, Lord, as I come to you in prayer, I thank you that you came to me. I thank you that you rescued me from the path of sin. Lord, I'm so thankful that you changed the course of my life. I also thank you for those who invested in me on my spiritual walk, who invited me to walk with them on their walk with Christ. I'm thankful that my walk now is on the straight path, which you have said is, I am the way. Lord, you are the only way. And I thank you that I'm on that path. I pray, Lord, that you will inspire me to invite others on my walk with me, and that you will also inspire some of those who watch this devotion to invite others on their walk with Christ. Lord, I thank you for this walk that leads us into the way of life everlasting. And I pray that you will use our walk together to bring your sheep into the fold. Thank you for Jesus. It is in his name we pray. Amen. Until hopefully tomorrow, this is Brother Mark signing off.